This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion advocates are desperate to get Nina Pollard approved for some federal court position. She was against TAB for a spot on the D.C. Court of Appeals by President Obama. Pollard has called ultrasounds deceptive and abstinence education unconstitutional. She says pro-life laws violate equal protection for women, forcing them into incubation of babies and to be mothers and caretakers. Pro-life advocates urge a no vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee on sending Pollard's confirmation to the U.S. Senate. A Texas doctor says Obamacare must be defunded before health care rationing begins. Dr. Tim Shepard says the new costs of operating a practice will lead doctors to leave the practice of medicine. Obamacare opposition is growing as components of the Affordable Care Act are rolled out. A new poll not only shows that 57% of Americans oppose all or most provisions of the act, but that even key blocks of traditional Democrat votes are opposing the law's implementation. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
The dangerous pro-life great-grandmother Linda Gibbons is back in an Ontario jail for holding pro-life signs at a notorious abortion mill there. A judge gave her the toughest sentence allowed last week. Linda Gibbons spends her incarceration leading Bible studies. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.